Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. In 1942, the United States was in the middle of World War II, and Eugene Goossens, music director of the Cincinnati Symphony, wanted some new patriotic music for the orchestra's concert season. So Goossens asked a number of composers to write fanfares honoring the war effort, and he wrote one himself. Some of the fanfares composers delivered to Goossens were named for divisions of the armed forces. Paul Creston wrote a fanfare for paratroopers. Another branch of the military was the Signal Corps, in charge of sending messages. The Signal Corps started right before the Civil War, using flags and a special communication system called wigwag. Later on, the Signal Corps began using telegraph and radio to send messages in code. In World War II, the Native American Navajo code talkers were a very important part of the Signal Corps. The Navajo code talkers used their complicated language to transmit messages that no one else could understand. But even in World War II, most messages were sent by telegraph, in Morse code. In his fanfare for the Signal Corps, Howard Hansen had instruments imitate the dots and dashes of Morse code. Goossens also received fanfares for countries that were allies of the United States in World War II. Two of the fanfares honoring France were by composers who'd studied there with Nadia Boulanger, the same woman who taught Aaron Copland. This is Virgil Thompson's fanfare for France. Composer Henry Cowell, who grew up in California, alternated trumpet flourishes with a little Latin tune in his fanfare to forces of Latin allies. The fanfare for Russia by Deems Taylor uses the folk song Dubinushka, which is a favorite of Russian barge haulers, the same guys who brought you the yo-ho, heave-ho song of the Volga boatmen. Other fanfares had more inclusive titles, like Roy Harris's Fanfare for the Forces, and Morton Gould's Fanfare for Freedom. In all, 18 composers wrote fanfares for the Cincinnati Symphony, but only one of them really caught on, Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. It's a great piece of music, but part of its success may be that Copland found just the right title. Copland said he chose Fanfare for the Common Man to celebrate those who weren't heroes on the battlefield, but shared, as he said, the labors, sorrows, and hopes of everyone working for victory. If Copeland had named his piece for a particular time or place or military organization, it wouldn't mean nearly as much to people who didn't belong to whatever group or place he had named it for. But since all of us can be considered the common man, or just plain folks, this fanfare is for all of us and for every occasion. Aaron Copeland thought his Fanfare for the Common Man would be performed just once by the Cincinnati Symphony in Music Hall. He was very surprised at how popular it became. In fact, it's Copeland's all-time biggest hit all over the world. And not just with classical musicians. Next week, hear how Copeland's Fanfare for the Common Man and other pieces of classical music have become part of popular music. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. I hope you can join me again for more Classics for Kids.